15 Houston, two items. One, we want to make sure that you're aware that we cannot read the tunnel pressure, and so we're dependent upon your readouts of this Delta P to give us the confidence here in the hatch integrity. One other item that we do know is that during all that period when the tunnel was vented, our O2 flow is off-scale lows, which does give us some confidence in the integrity of the hatch. And meanwhile, we're waiting for your call on a 3.5 reading so we can begin a hatch integrity check. Over.
Roger. Mark, 2 minutes at 3.5, plus or minus zero.
Roger, copy.
And I think we had the same confidence, Bob. We noticed a low O2 flow also. The only question we had was, why did the Delta P change?
That's the same question that was bothering us.
But it's steady at 3.5 and has been now for about 2.5 minutes.
Copy. Okay, 15, this is Houston. We'd like to run that hatch integrity check to about 5 minutes total because of what we suspect was a problem before. And if it passes at that point, we'll press on per the flight plan for following the normal steps. And you can plan if we have time for it. We're looking for a jet at 17930 at the present time. Over.
Roger, 17930, and we'll give you a call at the 5 minute point.
Thank you.
At the present time, the crew has vented the tunnel to a pressure differential of 3.5 pounds and then resealed it. And we're going to continue looking at it for a total of about 5 minutes to see if it continues to hold its pressure, to hold the pressure differential. Scott reported after the first two and a half minutes that it was holding well. And we'll continue to look at it for another minute or so before deciding with certainty that we have a good hatch seal.
Houston, there's 5 minutes at 3.5, and it looks solid.
Roger, Dave. Let's press on with a nominal timeline.
Roger. Houston, are you happy with 3.5, or would you like to bleed it down a little more?
Roger, Dave, we're happy with this hatch integrity, and let's open the tunnel vent and bleed down towards 4.0 as per the nominal setup. And I guess it's on the decal there.
Roger. No, the decal says go for 10 minutes in limp tunnel vent.
Roger. And I guess that means after hatch integrity, which means beginning now.
Roger. Step 7, and it's in work.
with that test, we're satisfied that we do have a good seal on the hatch. We're going to proceed now with jettison and separation. The LEM jettison is scheduled to occur at 179 hours, 30 minutes, and the separation maneuver by the command module will be at 179.35, or 5 minutes after the jettison.